Transport Secretary, you have chosen in Heathrow the most expensive, the most environmentally damaging, the most politically risky scheme, and many people want to know why.
This is a really big decision for this country, but it's also the clearest sign post the referendum that this country is very clearly open for business. We've thought long and hard about this. The committee considered all three options. There were three very good options on the table, but we believe a third runway for Heathrow is the best option for our future. It's the best for the whole country to kind of create better connectivity to the different regions of the United Kingdom and to provide the best trade links to the world. So we think this is the right decision for Britain. My message to Gatwick, I know this will be a disappointment to them, but Gatwick remains a really important part of our transport system and will continue being so. But what today is about is doing the right thing for Britain, doing the right thing for the whole country, delivering the best option that will secure all of our futures, and working to create a country that works for everyone.
If this is the best option, as you've said, for post-Brexit Britain, why can't the whole of the cabinet support it? Why do people like Boris Johnson and Justine Greening, why have they been given permission to oppose it? It's obviously not that good, is it?
It would be impossible to deliver a project like this without some people disagreeing with the strategy.
That's why you have cabinet collective responsibility.
We've taken a view that where people have direct constituency concerns and interests, they should have the freedom to articulate those long-held views. But this is about taking the right decision for the United Kingdom. It's about the right decision for the whole country. It's about doing what's best for all the regions of the United Kingdom, creating the best connectivity. It's about creating links to the world and saying Britain is open for business post-referendum. We are taking the big decisions in the interests of our country.
Do you honestly believe it's going to get built?
Absolutely.